This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley declared today a statewide day of prayer for the victims of the tornadoes that swept through the South on Wednesday. In a state where religious faith is ever present and a rallying point for communities, prayer is an essential part of healing. From member station WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, Andrew Yeager reports on the role of churches in the state's recovery.
Brian Mitchell is trying to give away food and water. He and other volunteers from Birmingham's Church of the Highlands drive through the hard-hit Pratt City neighborhood.
Yes, ma'am, we've got hamburgers. How many do you need?
Two. Just two?
The pickup truck bed is stacked with not just burgers, but chips, cookies, drinks, ketchup if you need it. Scotty Hill sits in front of her uncle's damaged home. Her house is next door, cockeyed on the foundation. Hill says she's glad to see the church groups because they're here to help, not gawk.
It's a blessing just for somebody to come by and pass you a bottle of water, and not to mention food and toiletries, the things that you need. So I just consider that a real blessing.
Church of the Highlands is a 14,000-member suburban megachurch, so they've deployed people across north central Alabama working around the clock. Associate Pastor Robert Record is trying to coordinate the efforts.
The real problem is logistics here is matching up resources and needs.
One need might be a ride to a shelter or chainsaws to cut through trees. Meanwhile, food, water, and relief supplies are coming in from across the country.
By the end of the day, Tuesday, we'll have 11 18-wheelers have come from Virginia alone.
Record says that sounds like a lot, but it'll go straight to victims and first responders. The need is that great. Many churches around Birmingham are offering food and collecting supplies. Still others are preparing for the next step.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is my name badge. I'm taking it.
Teresa Moutardier registers at this early response training hosted by a Methodist church in Alabaster, Alabama. She's actually missing her son's soccer game. The training will create teams to go into disaster areas after first responders have finished their jobs. They'll help clean up debris, stabilize homes, and assess damage. Moutardier has never done this before, so she's anxious, but hopeful.
Just lend a helping hand. I think you feel better about yourself when you help somebody else. And we can't, there's a lot of things we can't do, but we can go out there and help them. So
Christy Smith runs this workshop for the United Methodist Committee on Relief. She says in a place like Alabama, where people are generally more religious, there is something different about relief work by a church. People expect God's help.
We'll show up at a door and someone will say, "I'm not surprised to see you. I knew God would send someone."
But these are all efforts by people mostly left untouched by the storms. That's not the case with everyone.
Wow, that's our church, and we've been there 30 years.
Kamisha Quates goes to Bethel Baptist Church. It's in that decimated Pratt City area of Birmingham. Sanctuary walls are gone. 2x4s and insulation cover the pews. Many of the 2,000 congregants live in the neighborhood, but Quates says miraculously no one from the church died. Bethel will hold a service today at a nearby arena. Quates expects emotions will run from sadness to joy.
I think we're going to have a spirit-filled move of God service. At least that's what I'm hoping for myself.
Quates says they found a location to meet for the rest of the year, and there's no question they'll rebuild. They've lost the church building, she emphasizes, not their church. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager.